We'd like to welcome everybody out to the house of the Lord tonight. Amen, brother. We've met to worship. Let's just go to meet tonight. Amen. I tell you what, it's just good to be in God's house one more time. Amen. One of these days, amen, I probably won't be able to come to God's house, Brother Billy, but amen. But I may take advantage of every opportunity that I have. Amen. To come into God's house, to meet with God's people. Amen. And to worship my Lord and my Savior. Amen. I tell you what, it's good to be here tonight, like a welcome you. You just make yourself at home. If you're a child of God, you're in your Father's house.
Amen.
Amen. Just amen. Just make yourself at home. Just obey the Spirit. I guarantee if the Spirit's in it, it's all right now. Amen. It may not be like that in all churches, but it is here. Amen. I like to see the Spirit get a hold of people. Amen. I like the Spirit to get a hold of me. Amen. Amen. I enjoy it. Amen. It's good to be here. Amen. I tell you what, you'd like to welcome our visitors. Appreciate you for coming. Appreciate the singers for being with us. Good to see Brother Billy. He's been kind of sick. I'm thankful. Amen. The Lord bless him. Amen. He's able to be here tonight, him and his wife. I appreciate it. Amen. Him coming. And you just obey the Lord tonight. Amen. Any unspoken prayer requests, but lift of hands. Amen. I tell you what, it won't take up too much time tonight. Let's have an offer of prayer. Amen. The ladies want to meet on this side, gentlemen on this side. Amen. We'll go to the Lord in prayer tonight. You be much in prayer for the service tonight. Amen. That God's will be done in each heart and each life here tonight. Brother Jeff, would you take us to the Lord in prayer?
Dear
Heavenly Father, as we bow before you tonight, we come to you,
what we're all sending in that Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
anyways. 430, please. I presume just a touch of the Holy Spirit. 430.
Thank you.
praise this holy name. Heavenly Father, Josh, you got anything else?
Hey, thanks.
This time we might have heard him come around and sing for us. Appreciate it. He's coming this way. Share it with him.
Amen. Amen.
Bless them, Lord.
Praise His holy name.
thank you so much. What a pleasure it is to be invited down here to be with y'all. And I use that term, I don't even like to say being invited, because I feel like I'm invited here each time. Y'all showed that welcome when we walked in. So many friendly people and so much welcoming when we come in. And that's what we're used to. Somebody said, I don't know how y'all worship, but we just follow the Lord here, and that's all we know to do. Gosh, we don't come to entertain anybody. Y'all don't need entertainment. We come to lift Jesus' name. We came to see somebody saved.
Yeah.
That's our heart's desire. So if anybody has anything you need to do, don't let us hinder you. We'd rather pray with you than to sing to you. So let's just all go to week tonight to follow the Lord. Preacher needs to go ahead and start praying.
Children.
Jordan. Paying attention. While Jordan walks up here, I'll take this time to introduce the group to you. We are the Hurt family out of Canton, Georgia. And on the piano is my sister, Judy Gibbs. Behind me is my other sister, Connie Shelnut. To the right is my youngest daughter, Haley Williams. And to my left is my oldest daughter, Holly Morgan. And the one that just walked up here is my precious granddaughter, Georgia. She's going to sing one for us.
Yeah.
I guess you know it's not had the last name Heard. We just kind of put that up on Google and come up with it. It's not really me and Danny and Connie were Heard. So listen to Jordan as she sings. You know what you're singing?
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay. Are you right there? Don't sit down, Sam.
Your knife all over.
really had on my heart was going to, that would be the last one, but I'm just thinking about how much I have to be thankful for. Me and my husband's been on a trip, and the first time we've lived there again, and everybody called it, and my kids and my grandkids are with me everywhere I go pretty much, and that's just the way we like to do it. The first time we've been away from them, and come home today and see those little arms stretched out and hollering Grandma and Papa, you know, or Pops, and just made me know how much I've got to be thankful for. More than anything, I'm thankful for my salvation.
Yes, amen.
My family that I've seen with, thankful for my grandson that said they were saved, my husband's son-in-law. I just got so much to be thankful for. If you've got something to be thankful for tonight, just sing along with us, if you will. I know it's an old song, but it's just really been on my heart. It just hit me hard when I come in and saw them grandbabies. So y'all just have to sing it, and if, like I say, something on your heart you need to do, please just follow the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Did you enjoy the herd family?
Hey. Amen.
And then sing that song, those verses in the Bible, where it says, man can receive nothing except if you've given him from heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. Everything I have, Lord, give me.
Everything.
Dude, I haven't really done anything. He's done it all.
Bless.
Come on, brother.
Use it, Lord.
God bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you. Bless
you. And the scripture also says all good and perfect gifts come down from the right of God.
Yeah.
In whom is no variableness, the shadow of turning.
Right.
Amen. I'm glad the Lord made it that way, ain't you?
Yeah. Yes.
Amen tonight. So I appreciate the goodness of the Lord and being able to come this way tonight. And I'm thankful that the Lord give us a touch and allowed us to come this way. And you'll turn your Bibles tonight to St. Mark chapter number 11. And you'll hold your place right there and then turn over to John chapter number 2. And I want to read some scripture tonight that the Lord has given us, but while you're turning, before I read, I want to share a little something with you, and don't want to bore you or take up a lot of time. But everybody knows that I've been sick. Now, I'm not a Facebook fan. I don't like it, but my wife...
Bless your heart, sir.
Bless your heart.
She'll have to work out her own salvation. anyway, everybody knows I've been sick. And for the last 2 weeks, I got worse and worse and worse, Brother T.R. And I know something's wrong, so I called my wife and I said, get me a doctor's appointment. I'm sick. She called and got me an appointment and said, tomorrow at 1:30, you see the doctor. And so I got up that morning and I took a shower and just felt awful. And got to the doctor at 1 o'clock. I got there early. And got in there to see her and she examined me and looked at me, you know how they do, and she told me, she said, Mr. Chambers, I suspect you got Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And she said, I got some high-powered antibiotics I'm going to give you to knock it up. How many of you knows how it feels to be sick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's your heart.
Yep.
I left the doctor's office, the drugstore's just a mile and a half away. And I drove on to the drugstore, and I walked up there, and they sent me 35 minutes, and I went and got me a cup of coffee and come back. Waited there, walked up to the window, and they gave me my medicine. The first thing they done, opened it and took me one.
Sure.
I'm sick, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Bless your heart, man.
But from that time on, I progressively got to feeling better.
Bless the Lord.
Bless your heart.
Now, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't know what your problem is. And now, I'm a preacher.
Bless your heart.
And I know there's a lot of spiritual sickness in the church.
Come on. Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
I got a prescription.
Oh, yes.
Bless. But you got to take it.
Yes, amen. Yes.
Bless you. You got to take it.
Yes.
Bless your heart.
This is revival now. And I certainly do want to see revival, don't you?
Amen. Right. Bless
you. I didn't bring revival in my pocket. I can't preach revival in. Revival has got to be prayed down.
That's right.
Bless your heart.
Bless you. Bless your heart.
God's people has got to have a desire to see something happen.
Amen.
Yeah.
You got to want something. You got to realize I'm not where I once were.
That's right.
There's something wrong in my heart tonight.
Bless you.
When we come to that place, Brother Teddy, and pull up closer to the Lord,
yeah,
we'll see things happen.
Amen.
Do you want revival?
Yes.
I'm going to give you a prescription tonight. Amen. In John chapter number 2, and I want to begin reading with a verse number 13. It said, "And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And he found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of the money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the table. And said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. Make not my father's house a house of merchandise." And his disciples remembered that it was written, "The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up." Mark chapter number 11. And I want to begin reading here with about verse number 15. "And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out those that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves." Our Father, we come, Lord, again thanking you, God, for the grace and mercy, Lord, that you've extended to us tonight. I thank you, Lord, for allowing us, Lord, to I sit here in this place, Lord, to hear the songs of Zion sung. And God, we thank you, Lord, for what our hearts have already failed. But Lord, I pray tonight now, God, that you take this old vessel. I pray that you anoint and God use these lips, Lord, tonight that I might be able how to proclaim your precious word. Lord, and I pray, God, tonight it's your word to find a lodging place. Lord, in some heart. I beg tonight, God, that your people would come together. How to have a desire, Lord, to see old-fashioned. How revival come again. Have God, that it might stir our hearts in such a way. And give us such a hungerness, Lord, after righteousness. Have God, that we might walk. Lord, in this world, Lord, to make a difference. How to bring honor to your name. Lord, bless the church, God, that you planted here. How always make it a lighthouse. How soul winning station. And God was accomplished. How Lord, we'll bow heads tonight and we'll praise you. And Father, we'll thank you. And we'll give you honor because we love you. What's in Christ's name I pray. Hallelujah, amen. And amen. And I want you to look for just a few minutes tonight at these scriptures. You say, why? Preacher, that's repetition. You read the same verses. Amen, twice. But I want you to look. My friend Jesus had done some house cleaning. He started at the beginning. how of his ministry. In John chapter number 2. Amen. He said this. He said, you made my father's house. A house of merchandise. About 3 years later, at the end of his ministry, my friend, he went back to that same place. And he cleaned her out again. Yes, sir. This time, Brother Jeff, he said, my house, I should be a house of prayer. But you made it up. Amen tonight. And I want to talk to you for just a few minutes. The Lord be in my head for all of us. I'm house cleaning tonight. I'm talking about this house. Amen that we live in. Brother G.R., I believe Peter said this. He said it's time. That judgment must begin at the house of God. Yes, sir. If we're going to have revival, Brother Jeff, we're going to have to have some house. Yes, sir. We're going to have to get rid of somebody. From serving God. And just serving that. You listen. To me, well, I don't know about you. Amen. But it's easy. For me to collect junk around the house. Yes, sir. Amen. I'm not even trying to do it. I collect junk. And I tell you this. It's easy. Amen. I live in this so simple world. Take care.
of all. That is found in your heart. And let you have joy and peace. And when those folks in the Baptist church used to shout, they don't shout no more. Amen. Why? Because they let something come between them and the Lord. And they got something locked up in their heart. And God can't work. And God can't. And God will live over anymore. And what they need is they need a house. Listen to me. Folks. And some of you I know have been in your house. Have some of you been in mine? I'm going to tell you something. This year, a few months, weeks ago, had the church over. And it was going to have Easter egg hunt and all that. You know what I've done, Brother Jimmy? I spent 2 days. I just cleaned up around that. I cut my grass. And I weed it. And when I got everything, had to fix up. Have my life on the side of my own inside.
Bless your heart.
Amen. Yeah. Have Brother McCall. Have somebody come.
Yeah.
I didn't know the
time. Bless your heart.
If you talk about me, Paul. Have Brother some we cleaned up. Hey, I'm telling you, somebody's coming.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I've asked you. I've cleaned up.
Amen.
Amen. I'm fixing to throw up the park here. Amen. I'm going to hit somebody. You remember when Hezekiah was in the rain. Broke him. And the rifle was at the first day of the first month of the first year. He called all them Levites together. And the priest and said, sanctify yourself.
Yeah.
I said, we're going to do some house.
Yeah.
And the Bible showed me. He said, on the first day of the first month of that God, the sanctified, he opened the doors to the house of the Lord. That thing been shut up, I believe, 21 years. His father done took all the a piece of that out of worship. Amen. And shut her down. I've done it for 21 years. There hasn't been no worship about it. Here's a cow. Wanted to get some value back. That might be like they used to be. Amen. Years ago. Brother. He opened the door. Amen. He wanted. They come to go in there and get it. We need to open the door tonight and let the Lord get in now and clean it out.
Yes,
bless your heart, sir.
Preacher, I don't know about the voice in my heart. I don't know but the Lord does.
That's right, amen. Yeah, sure does.
So that's exactly what's in there. Amen, Brother Jeff, we live in a world of pride. You know that. If I'm proud, I never get out of kids. Full of pride. Hello, girl. Got a good son, that's all I want to go. What a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, bro. I bring my young son to church.
Yeah.
Amen. And let them know about Jesus. And the Spirit of God. And let them be the captain of the cheerleaders. Amen. I'm ahead of all kind of problems.
Yeah.
On the school.
Right.
Bless it, Lord.
This is what we do. We'll slap them. Stick it on that bumper. My child will honor us over a certain shoe. And this still will fry. Ain't that what we do? Amen. What about that lame on the road, excuse me? Amen. What about that? What about that that gets in trouble? Amen. What about that that can't read good and right? Don't you love him? God, good. Amen. We are. humble yourself to our holy, mighty hand of God.
Yeah.
He'll exalt you.
Yeah.
In due time.
Yeah.
He not. Amen. He that abases himself is going to be brought down.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible's of pride, blood before his throat, and the Holy Spirit before us all.
Yes.
And the dear old one, we're proud people.
Yes.
And yes, sir, brother, I tell you what, we need to spread that pride out and get humble at God.
Yes.
And can work through our lives.
Amen.
Bless you.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. We can bear our lives again. You know, we got some crowd. Somebody come to all. We're going to go down there and pray
for
them. Am I not right?
Yeah.
Amen. That's how proud we are. Hey, man, I hope you know what you need. Hey, you know, I told them. I asked Brother Jim for something. And now let me just ask you this. Amen. And say you was old. And you have children and grandchildren. And you physically weren't able to take them to the house of the Lord.
Right.
But you wanted them to know about Jesus.
Yeah.
You wanted them to sit in a church that was full of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
That taught the Word of God.
That's it,
prayed. That wasn't trying to coax them into getting saved. Amen.
Yeah.
Where would you drop the youngins all day?
Yeah.
To think of that pattern.
Bless you, Lord.
That's right.
Well, we're proud of you.
Yes,
yeah, exactly. I mean, just look at us. I said, one time I told my preacher, watch my service. And I said, well, we're supposed to be soldiers of the cross. We look like prisoners of war. Amen. Next preacher got up and rebuked me, Brother Gion. He said, you got on brand new suits. You don't look like a friend of the war. I'm talking about what I'm wearing. I'm talking about what's in my heart. And most babies I know are living in the seed
life.
But they got a heart full of something. If they don't.
Bless your heart, brother.
Right. Amen. And then, you know what we need to get rid of? Let me put it in park, please. Unforgiveness.
Yeah.
Oh, preacher, don't get on that now. Oh, you don't know what that done to me.
Come on, man. Yeah.
You don't know how they treated me. I'm going to tell you what, Brother Ted. I said, I've been saved 30 years. I've been pastored about 29 of that 30. And if I quit the first time I got my little
boy's
birth, I'd quit a gone along.
Yeah.
But guess what? I don't serve you. I serve him.
Amen.
I got so much to be thankful for.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes. That's the truth.
What's your heart? You understand now what you've done to me. Hey, man, I don't know what you've done to Jesus.
Yeah,
you know what he's done to him? You know what he said? Father,
yes.
Forgive them.
Yeah.
Before they know,
yeah.
Not what they do.
Yeah.
And we can't forgive nobody.
Yeah.
And Brother Jeff, hey, man, me and you ain't going to always see eye to eye. No, sir. We're not going to always agree on every time. Amen. When it comes to, we might look at that scripture. Amen. We might have a little variation. Have an interpretation. Hey, yes, sir. But I'm going to tell you something. And you, my brother, I love you, and we're going to walk in unity. You notice Jesus put that same devil out twice.
Yes.
Amen. I would split theological hairs. I'm Trinitarian. I believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I believe in these three. One, three, more. And then somebody said, explain that, preacher. And I didn't know how to go. Brother J. Cash said, well, you take ice, water, and steam. All of them got the same properties. But they all the same thing. Amen. He said, you made my father's house. That's a merchandise. You know, I've made the image of God.
Yes.
You know, one day somebody come by and bought me. And put it in. Yes, sir. He cleaned this old temple out, moves in. Now it's his house. Yes, sir. I glory to God. And he's got it out there in space.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. We need to get rid of that. Unforgiveness. I've pastored people. Look at it, y'all need to know what I'm talking about. I preached this thing, people got mad at me. Amen, Brother Jimmy. I have church on that. I preached against homosexuality. Me and a prayer got mad at me. Her husband talked about me like a dog. Amen. I see a man that went straight to me at the grocery store. But you know what? I'll run down. Amen. Grab him by the hand. And tell my love and me.
Yeah.
I ain't got no hope against him. I know how to have victory in my soul.
Yep. Best shot, man.
You can't do that. Something wrong.
Yeah. Amen. Are you right?
Something wrong.
Yeah.
If you can't look people in the eye and say, hey, you don't have to agree with the way they live.
Yeah.
You don't have to. Hey, man, go talk with us. I told folks, these people, you got to forgive them. You might not ever have fellowship with them again. But you got to forgive them. If you have peace in your heart and joy, and you got to let the Lord see you that. I pastored my first church. I stayed there for 3.5 years. And I left spiritually wounded. Brother G.R., I didn't want to pastor. I didn't want to preach.
Praise God.
Again. Why? Because I had that get at it, even attitude. When them folks hurt me.
Bless your heart.
I'll get them one day. But you know what I found out?
Come on.
I said, I couldn't preach. Amen. I couldn't testify.
Bless your heart.
Hey, I couldn't pray. Yeah. I couldn't even sing. Until I come to a place where I buried myself in a coffin. And I said, God, you give me the same forgiving spirit that Jesus had. I in my heart that I woke up to them folks and looked them in the eye.
Yeah.
In the church.
Yes.
We used to have a way to that. Heard the testimony.
Yes.
Man, you can't get no money. Or to stand this
Lord church. Help. You're right. Bless your heart. Yeah.
Now listen to me. Folks, I got no sense to know. If you can't tell a church, when the Spirit of God is moving, you can't stand up and say, I love Jesus, the church is good now. You sure are going to get down on the job.
That's right.
And you ain't going to be a witness of them down there. No, sir. I want my heart clean. I let God to use me. They open the doors and they begin to clean that temple out. Move those things out. Can you imagine cobwebs and rat beds? Oh, that's been enough for 21 years. And as you are. Now you can disagree with me if you want to. I told a preacher friend today, we're talking about how folks say how they live and do. And I said to me, I said, I've been saved for a year. I've got close on the Lord. Amen. In that 30-year time. Yes, I have. I got told the Lord. But you know what happened? The Lord put me down in the woodshed and beat the tar out of me. Amen. I didn't stay out of church 6 months. I didn't stay out of church 3 months. I didn't stay out of church a month. And when Christ got my attention, he wants it. Stay out of church. Say what you say. They never know just how. You better check it.
That's right.
Bless you,
Lord.
That's right.
Bless
you. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
We ain't never had a heart for you.
Amen.
Bless you. Amen tonight. We ain't get rid of pride. Unforgiveness. Hate you, mean. Bitterness. It's in our hearts.
Bless you. Bless you.
Paul said this, let us, who you talking to?
Yeah.
Church.
Yeah.
Let us lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets us.
Amen.
Amen. All of the way good, look, y'all. So I will. Amen. Get cold on the Lord. He said, I'll call him if you get cold. I'm sure Paul. Hey, he said this. He said, I'd die, David. I'm sure he hadn't prayed. Amen. He said, well, I don't think that, preacher. Well, I tell you what, got mad about John Mark one time. And we'll let him go bed. I believe he had to pray the Lord to get that bitterness out of him.
Yeah.
Now you think you're so close to the Lord that nothing can get in your heart. Read about this thing.
Yeah.
Amen. Peter one time. They run around with the Gentiles and the Jews come. He got prejudiced about some things. Oh, that's a rebuke in my life. And that's where I wrote with God. He seen the resurrected Savior. He got something in his heart he don't want to
believe.
Bless it, Lord.
You got anything you want to preach, Joshua? You mean I couldn't get it out? You know what I found out? Amen.
Bless it, Lord.
You know, I found out that I was sick and I needed help.
Yeah.
I needed the doctor. I needed the physician. I needed help. I could give me something that would help me.
Right.
Bless you,
Lord.
Bless you,
that's right.
Bless you, Lord.
That's all the way my life. Listen to me, folks. And that's a good look. A good look real deep. We open the doors of our hearts. Let God shine His Word and there will see some things that will come to us. But Jim, like we have a victory. Something you say. Why can't we come into the church house? They hit one another on the piano. Tremble because of the power of God.
Yeah.
In the place.
Yeah.
Hold those crying to me. Lifting your hands and rejoicing and shout the praises of God. Why can't we do that, preacher? Because we got heart problems.
Bless
you.
Bless
you. You lost your mind. Hope the Lord fix your heart. Let me preach it to you. I'm preaching to them saved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Looked at myself in the natural mirror and said, I look pretty good next to the old grave. Yeah. I look pretty good. I'm next to others, you know that. I understand you'll do a little carpenter work. Amen. It's understanding. How many of you know that thing about a tape measure? You can get you a Lutheran, a craftsman, you can get you a steel in one of them, pull her out in inches of each. Why, I can throw it to the standard. You go,
come on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
My standard ain't petty, huh? My standard ain't full right now. Yeah. I got to go my head. And that's what you got to go by.
Bless it, Lord.
You're going to shout, you're going to listen. Hey, you're home.
Yeah, that's
your mother. Amen. Lord, somebody said, search me, oh God. Lord, search me.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Look inside. I think David said one place, Lord, if there's something I don't know about, shortly. I want to get rid of it. Oh, Brother Gary Grace, I may not know him. He's got the home to be the Lord. But I heard him pray and was not revived. I'll never forget. He said, Lord, he said, if there's any sin in my life, show it to me. I want to confess it. I bet you will cleanse it. And I can get closer to me. I said, what a prayer. Brother, we've been men. And if we ain't come to our faith, and let the Lord clean our hearts.
Amen. Good preacher.
At last, we get into Jesus' ministry. You better look him. He turned over the table for the lunch. They ran out of mouth that sold hoes, oxen, and cleaned it out and said, you made it in my father's house, and now it's a merchant. Man, 3 years later, that man right before the cross, he come down through that. He purchased the fig tree.
Yep.
Brother Jeff went on in there. Amen. He took up some Bible said he made a sword out of small cords.
Yes.
Amen. And sometimes the judgment is not that real. Severe. Amen. Sometimes it's just that long curve. Yeah. To let you know.
Bless
you,
brother.
That's right.
They laid for the fall forge. Amen. He went in there and he done the same thing again.
Bless you.
He learned that.
Yes, brother.
He said, is it not this? My house shall be called house of prayer.
Yes.
But you ready to be in the things.
Bless you.
Oh, master, listen now. You hiding from something.
Bless it, Lord.
You're trying to hide something.
Bless
you, Lord. In your heart. Amen. Good brother, can't you know that thing? And you remember when I blew it with Elisha? Amen. That little Shemite woman had that boy. Amen. He died. And she said, the God said, sell me a half, I'm going to see the man of God. And got over there. And he said this. He said, God, come back to human animals. He said, the Lord ain't told me. Hey, he don't tell us everything. No. How about your kid? He'll let you know. There's something right in your heart.
That's right.
But you might leave. I can't clean heart. But God can.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what you're going to do. If you allow these things to continue to harbor in your heart, spiritually it'll take you all the way to the bottom. Amen. But I'm going to tell you tonight, I've seen people that once were on fire for God. And they allowed just some little something.
Yeah.
Some little something to get in their life. Paul talked about this, I believe, in the book of Hebrews. I believe he wrote Hebrews.
But he said a root of bitterness sprang up. I ain't much of a horticulturalist, a farmer. But I found out there's nothing grew in it.
Right.
When you take root, it begins.
Yeah.
And that's why he said, don't let the root of bitterness be in your heart.
Yeah.
It'll get you cold. It'll get you out of the middle of the dark. Before long, it'll get you in your prayer.
Right.
You should wait. Amen tonight. Well, I want you to quit. I've seen a lot of people doubt it. Well, I have. I've seen a lot of empty people.
Yeah.
I'm not criticizing you from my church somewhere. There's a lot of empty pews. People, you know, Brother Josh, you went to say old so-and-so. Has the Lord ever hurt you? Has he? Watch out, get mad at the devil. He's trying to do it hurting.
That's right.
Oh, they hurt me. They just hurt me. Mm-hmm. Now they say, come back. And that's just what the devil wants.
That's it.
What do you want? Yeah. And now, while I'm not, I want to throw this in. I want to close. Let me tell you, if you get out of the will of God, the Lord will forgive you. It's certainly still. He'll come to you. In repentance and sincerity, he'll forgive you.
Yes, he will.
But you ain't going to start like that.
That's right.
Won't be less.
That's right. Yeah.
And when I thought about this today, it makes me so mad. Old Brother Dave and I ain't been to church in 6 months. Here they come in. Some will call mine and somebody say that doesn't get in James' sign.
Does
that not get under your collar?
Yes, it does.
You know about the verse, they're going to get real emotional on you. I can't just start right back with you, Lord. I've been dedicated, I've been sincere, trying my best to stay close to the Lord. And it's a struggle.
Bless you.
And what's my church is here, and I maybe I'll say it Wednesday night. It just sticks in my craw. You got folks dedicated to sing it. I know they can't read a song, or they can't tell a tune of a book, but I'd rather hear them because they're faithful.
Amen.
I'm going to give you a little example. I'm going to close. Back in 1979, everybody started burning wood in my neighborhood. Nobody got a wood stove, got that thing put in, son. We're going to heat the wood. I went over to the hardware store and I bought me a steel chainsaw. And I went to the woods. And I didn't know nothing about that anymore. I picked the limb up. I'm going to chop that thing off. She jumped right over on that fire. 11 stitches. Amen. My finger healed. Brother Max. Amen. You still see a little scar. But it took a long time to get that thing.
Yes.
Amen. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get right with the Lord, it's going to take you a while and get back where you were. And brother, I've been concerned about my heart
tonight.
I think
we'll let
you all
bless.
That's right. I want you to be sincere. You don't have to tell me nothing, but I can't do nothing. I want you to be sincere in your heart. The Lord is troubling you about man and about something.
That's your blessing.
He's troubling you about something that's in your heart. Hey, the Lord, why can't I
pray like I used to?
Let us hear, Lord.
Why can't I rejoice like I used to? Why can't I preach like? Why can't I shout? Why can't I sing? Why can't I enjoy service like I used to?
The 10 points of time. Paul said, when a man looks into the mirror, he sees what manner of person is.
Yes.
Say, man, walk on church, come to my heart. Hey, man, got everything just right. I was looking in the mirror. I don't know how to look, man. I left the mirror.
That's right.
But he said, when we look into the perfect law of liberty.
Yes. Yes.
And we see what manner of person. Are you forgiven? You say you forgive.
Oh yes,
amen. Can you forgive?
Yes.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless your heart, Billy.
Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Yeah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as underlined.
Yes.
As we forgive those who are in debt. Yes. Man, if you can't forgive, I'll come to you.
That's right.
Yes. Amen. You got quiet on that. The way you wrote the song, I want to say it.
Bless you,
Lord. Now, if you say, I want the Bible, don't you?
Amen.
Amen.
I want that in my heart to him to revive me. Dude, won't you just get up before they hit one note on the piano? Come on, brother. Why don't you just get up? Come on, stand up tonight. Won't you just come on? Won't you just find the Lord? Come on down. Get off and ask the Lord. Hey, Lord, I want to open the doors of my heart. I want to get rid of those things.
Bless the Lord.
And it's hindered. Come on, then. I'll be honest. Come on. You listen. You come right on. Come on tonight. Lord, I want to get rid of those things. Hey, preachers. Deacons, Sunday school teachers. Look at yourself. Come on. Thank you. spirit.
Amen.
Amen tonight. Man can't do that. Only God can do that tonight.
Bless your heart, Teddy.
I appreciate the message.
Amen.
I appreciate everyone for coming. Let's give the Hurt family a hand.
Yes.
Can we do one more? Can we thank God for the message?
For the message. You know, just as much as we clap for the singers, my goodness, why cannot we just give God the praise for the message tonight?
Amen. I can't even tell Brother Billy's even been sick. Amen. Amen. I appreciate it. He's been made the Lord and labored hard tonight.
Yes.
Has anybody got any announcements? Any of you preachers got any revivals coming up?
Next Sunday. Yeah. After we're going to be fellowship over at 7:30 night at 6 o'clock on Sunday night.
Brother Billy, there any
for the fitting of week after next, our first Sunday in May was supposed to be along with Brother Lee Griggs, supposed to be here for Brother Jerry Turner and afterwards Blue Spring. And
go back there, Brother Lee. We're not going to dismiss. We're just going to shake hands. Tell somebody you love. If you can't meet back with us tomorrow night, if you can't meet back with us, just pray for us.
Thank you.